you've got a listener last time you were on in Lombard. I think his name is Bill, it says here. Had sloping floors in his kitchen. And I would assume that anything sloping in a house is not a good sign that the foundation is level. Would that be a good statement, an accurate statement?
Yeah, if you've got sloping floors, it can be with your foundation. It can be with the support beams in the basement or crawl space. It can be the floor joists themselves. But typically, down there, you're going to find the culprit.
Is that the marble trick? You stand in one side of the kitchen and you just put a marble or something that rolls and see if it moves, you've got challenges. Is that a way that you do it?
Yeah,
do you
marbles
have a level?
Work. Sure.
What gumballs? I know Tracy's like a big gumball guy. Do you recommend?
Gumball. We tend to bring out levels and laser levels. We leave the marbles at home, but anything will work if it's not level. That'll highlight that. So,
what do you do to remedy those challenges, and what could those challenges lead to bigger challenges if they're not corrected?
Yeah, so we'll come in and we'll do an analysis. We'll take a look at why that unevenness is occurring, and then depending on the situation, we'll propose a solution. If it's with your walls or your footing or your foundation, then there's a certain type of repair that'll help with that. If it's with the floor joists or other kinds of supports, and the key thing is that left unattended, those issues, they continue, so that slope will increase over time and things get bigger and more expensive.
So this listener in Lombard with a sloping kitchen, what sort of things can you do, or what did you do, or what did you recommend to make his floors and his house more level so he doesn't have future challenges going down the road?
Yes, I believe in this case it was due to those middle supports, so the center beam, your support beams. In a lot of older homes, those are made out of lumber. In crawl spaces, a lot of time they're concrete block or bricks or kind of anything they could find.
Wear down.
To hold things up. And so you look at the soil, look at those situations, and sometimes we're adding support beams, sometimes we're replacing them.
If I wanted a part-time job going into crawl spaces to install that wall that you put up, what is it that you put up again?
Clean space?
The clean space. You encapsulate.
That's right.
Do you have guys my size? Because, I work out. And to get into those tiny spaces, or is there a height requirement? And, like, you have to be...
Like a jockey.
I was just going to say, like a retired jockey to be able to get into the... Because I've seen those spaces, and I'm just like, how does anybody fit inside those crawl spaces to put the encapsulation material on it in order for you to seal it?
We have different size people, different size crawl spaces, for sure. There are situations where you have to make the opening larger, but we could get you into one if that's your interest. That might be a nice first for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
And not so much getting in. It would be getting out would be my concern. You don't seal me in there. It's a whole other story.
Major claustrophobia.
312-981-7200. During the break, Sarah was asking you a question about well covers. Right,
yeah.
About window well covers for the basement, because we're big basement people here.
Yep.
in the Chicagoland area. You want to ask Joel that question on air? I thought it was a great question.
Yeah, I had a client whose window well like literally broke and water flooded their basement, and so I had asked, is that just a lack of maintenance? Are their covers different than like the Home Depot covers? And then what do you do if that happens, if you get water in? Because that's probably a pretty helpless feeling.
Yeah, it's a commonly neglected part of the basement is the window wells. So covers help keep debris, water, different things from getting inside, because there's a drain at the bottom of that well that serves to keep the well from building up in water. So the cover protects that. The covers we installed are custom cut and made on site, and then we warranty them for life, and they protect that area.
The first job I had with PermaSeal that they came out, the drain, because Roy was on, he's like, every window well has a drain.
So I didn't know that.
Every window well has a drain. So I'm like, okay. So I went home, I go in my basement after the show, I take a picture, I'm like, I don't have one. He's like, yes you do. He's like, I'm like, here's the picture. He's like, dig down there, Spartacus. So I dug down like 3 or 4 inches, and underneath the mud that was on top, because I had water break through my window. Mm. Because it wasn't draining. So sure enough, 40 years of experience, I got the Moses of basement flood protector telling me it's there. And sure enough, underneath all the mud.
Did you have a cover on the window?
I had a cover, but the water, after 60 years of the home, the water came underneath the culvert. Is that what it is? The galvanized steel that blocks out The area?
Yeah, the area well.
Okay, area well. Mr. Technical. Yeah, sure. Okay, so the area well, the water, because the ground got so saturated over the years, came up underneath, and the mud came up with it, covered my drain. So I'm just like, you're right, I got a drain. So I had two other windows, and what I did was I cleaned them both out and tied in the drains into my drain tile.
Oh.
So I didn't have any problems at all. So
who would think to do that? Like, you don't know. You
Well, I'll tell you what. Check. When you go down and you see your window full of water, and you're like, you think you're on the Titanic, on the third level of Titanic going, hey, Mayday, and I'm down there with the shop vac for like 4 hours. That's when you think about it.
Well, right.
All right. So I'm like, I just blew an entire day of work, sucking all the carpet, everything up. So I had your dad come out, and your team came out, and I would advise everybody to go to their basements if you have a window well and look outside the window well, and if you can't see your drain, like I couldn't see my drain, especially on older homes, you've got a problem. They came out, they dug it out, they put a new drain in, they put gravel, it looked beautiful, and I sold the home.
Yeah.
All right, and it added value, and then a peace of mind for me to know that I'm not going to get calls from my new buyer saying, hey, you screwed us on the basement. Mm-hmm. So it's bone dry. You do a lot of that work as well.
Yeah, it's part of our inspection process, and like you said, even if you have a cover, you open that up and you find out things can come up from underneath. Those cans come off the wall over time.
Yes.
So, you know, things shift, things move, and that's part of our inspection whenever we come out to take a look for people.
Phone number, if our listeners want to reach out to you, we'll come back talk more about financing options as well after the break. Phone number, if our listeners want to reach out to you.
800-421-7325.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720. Tracy Kahn's coming up after we complete our segment with Joel of Spencer of PermaSeal. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. These are great. No, I'm not going to get my anus bleached. I didn't have time.
You did that last week.
That was last week, and I don't have time on Saturday mornings to do that because it burns. 312-981, but great guess. 312-981-7200. 312-981. We've got some sick listeners. 312-981.
I love it.
I mean, you know, did you do something? No, all right, that means we're late. Kleppen's like, come on. 312-981-7200. MicroPro's call, text, and phone line. This one's from Chicago. 720 WGM. Joel, financing options on the work that you do. And we have a texter here, 708. PermaSeal replaced my window wells on July 5th. They said that they don't bolt the wells to the house, which sounds strange. Is that the correct way to install them? And you have an answer.
Yeah, we do bolt them to the wall, and then we put a sealant on over that. So it might have just been a miscommunication, but we do affix it to the wall.
It is affixed to the wall.
That's correct.
And not only is it affixed, it's really affixed because you bolt it and you seal it.
Correct.
All right, and financing options, if our listeners want to, are a little tight on cash, which a lot of our listeners are due to inflation and all the credit card debt increases that we're seeing. What type of financing options do you offer?
Yeah, that's understandable. So we do have no interest, no payment financing options. We also have some longer-term financing options for folks who need it.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to your team.
800-421-7325.